Good morning. Welcome back. We are here in Studio Lumo SA, powered by Lumo Energy. And Bix, now we've got a young man on the phone from CBC. He is captain of their first 11 soccer team, and his name's Mason. Mason, welcome to SENSA Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Let's start. How long you been at Christian Brothers College? Tell us a little about your journey there and how you've, I guess, come to become captain of their first 11.
So I started at CBC in year five and been here ever since. And I joined the first 11 soccer team in year nine, so for 4 years now. So I think that just that experience and stuff of the game and school soccer, they made me captain, and it was the best choice we had.
Well, no doubt about that. I'm sure that you are the best choice. What position do you play?
So for school soccer, I play centre attacking midfield, and then for club and stuff, I play a bit of wing, a bit of defence, and a bit of midfield as well.
We've heard a lot here, particularly on SEN, about how Tottenham Hotspur, the soccer program that you've got at CBC, and it's going to be included in the curriculum next year. How do you think this partnership will impact the development of soccer players at CBC moving forward?
Yeah, so in the first 11s and the second 11s right now, we've got a lot of young boys. Like, there's only a fair few of year 12s, but a lot of year 11s, year 10s and year 9s. And I just feel like these coaches that are going to come down are going to take them to that extra extent and teach them new stuff that only English football has.
All right, before you, this was this, I guess, connection with CBC and Spurs became about, were you a Spurs fan?
No, I wasn't. I'm more of a Man City fan. But I never hated Spurs or anything. Like, I'd always watch their games.
All right.
I'd always watch their games, and now that the Aussie coach is there, I'm cheering him on. So,
all right. Well, let's talk about the experience with Tottenham Hotspur, and since the partnership began, I believe you went to Perth for a trip.
Yeah. So we went to Perth, and we watched a few clinics there of the Tottenham coaches just taking some schools on and giving them training sessions. And then we went to the West Ham and Tottenham game, and that was very good. We met a few of the coaches there, and we met a retired player from Tottenham, Ledley King. So that was a very good experience.
And what's the program entail next year? You mentioned some coaches coming down. Is that what it looks like, specialised coaching from Tottenham?
Yeah, so a few coaches will come down next year for, I think it's about 12 weeks, and they'll just do development sessions with the all the year levels and stuff like that to get them better.
And we heard that your team played the annual Intercol match against Black Friars last weekend. Tell us how you went.
Yeah, it was a very good game. We were the Div 1 champions and now the Div 2 champions. So a rivalry is already there, but then us both being champions makes it like more intense and more competitive. So started off the game a bit slow. They went 1-0 up in the first half, and then from then on, I think we just switched our heads on, and then in the second half, we scored 2 goals and won the match 2-1.
Beautiful, great result. Mason, before we let you go, what do you love about the World Game?
Oh, I love how it's just the biggest game in the world, and like you see all the fans in the stadium jumping and cheering, and then the players just performing week in, week out. It's just amazing.
Well, Mason, we wish you all the best with your education at CBC, and of course, a lot of that will include some of the specialised work you're going to get with the Tottenham Hotspur team, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mason. Bix, how good is that, that an Adelaide school, CBC, have a connection with a Premier League club like Tottenham Hotspur? It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and they've been able to form that relationship, and of course, it obviously becomes mutually beneficial for both in terms of you get expert coaching from some people from Tottenham who, as you heard Mason say, are going to come down here for 3 months and spend time with the young men. CBC have created a curriculum there so that they can, I guess, develop the talent. And if anyone shows anything, I guess the Tottenham would have first dibs on them.
They're fast track.
Their fingers are all over them. So that's great news.
So if you've got a talented son who's playing soccer, maybe give CBC a call. You're on SENSA Breakfast. We'll be back soon.